Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. As President Donald Trump continues to rail against the election results of more than a month ago, he is visiting Georgia today in a push on behalf of two Senate Republicans facing runoff races there tomorrow. NPR's Sarah McCammon is near Atlanta. She says the president's visit comes after a controversial phone call Trump made over the weekend to Georgia's Secretary of State regarding election results.
President Trump is coming to Georgia under a cloud of scandal after that recording surfaced where he can be heard pressuring Georgia's Republican Secretary of State to find thousands of votes and overturn Biden's win here. Nonetheless, at least some Republicans are continuing to line up behind him. We've heard support today from Republican Senator David Perdue, one of the senators on the ballot in tomorrow's runoff, as well as from the state GOP chairman here in Georgia. They've both expressed anger at Secretary Raffensperger for recording the phone call, which is perfectly legal in Georgia.
NPR's Sarah McCammon. President-elect Joe Biden, meanwhile, also in Georgia today, stumping on behalf of the Democratic challengers. Starting today, New York State is expanding the groups eligible to receive a COVID-19 vaccine to include all health care providers who come into contact with the public. NPR's Hansi Luong reports there's pressure on New York State and local officials because of a slow rollout of the vaccine thus far.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said some hospitals have used as little as 15% of the initial vaccine doses they've received. Hospitals that don't use up all of them by the end of this week could be fined up to $100,000 and may not receive more.
You could argue that, well, I am being very aggressive in trying to get the vaccine out the door quickly. I am. I don't want the vaccine in a freezer. I want it in somebody's arm.
Cuomo, who is white and 63, also said that he won't get a shot until it's available to all Black and Latino residents in his age group. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.
President Trump has given the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Representative Devin Nunes. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the president is honoring one of his most vocal defenders during the Russia investigation.
The White House says President Trump is honoring the California congressman for his work defending President Trump in probes into Russian interference in the 2016 election. The president often praised Congressman Nunes for his efforts, including in May when speaking with Republican members of Congress.
This guy was just, he wouldn't stop. Devin Nunes, he wouldn't stop. He saw it before anybody, and you deserve a medal.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom is the nation's highest civilian honor. The award is generally given to those who made exceptional contributions to national security, world peace, or other significant endeavors. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Stocks began the first trading day of the new year on a sharply lower note. The Dow was down 382 points. The Nasdaq fell 189 points today. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. State Department is calling the news that Iran has begun enriching uranium to 20% a clear attempt to increase its campaign of nuclear extortion. The move by Iran taking uranium enrichment levels to levels not seen since the start of the 2015 nuclear deal, which the U.S. pulled out of. Meanwhile, Iran has seized a South Korean flying oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, further escalating tensions in the Middle East. Iran claims the seizure was over the vessel's oil pollution. Shareholders have approved the merger of Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot into the world's fourth largest car maker, the deal first negotiated more than a year ago. More from NPR's Camila Domonoski.
It was just 7 years ago that the car makers Fiat and Chrysler merged into one Italian-American mega company, FCA. Now they will be an Italian-American French behemoth based in the Netherlands. The merger of FCA and PSA won't be resulting in a new acronym. Instead, the combined company will be called Stellantis, which comes from a Latin word meaning brighten with stars. The company's brands are a constellation as varied as Jeep, Dodge, Maserati, and Citroën. The approved transaction is an all-stock 50-50 merger. Executives say it will cut costs and will not lead to plant closures. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
Perhaps not the ideal message from budget British airline Ryanair, which has raised howls of protest over an ad that suggests that travelers should, quote, jab and go. The airline receiving hundreds of complaints over the ad, which featured a syringe and a small bottle labeled vaccine. Some critics have suggested it's unrealistic, while others objected to what they see as a trivialization of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.